Good morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Scharr, talking on a Thursday morning. A very, very disturbing story out of New York, Alan. Sheila Abduce Salam, a New York appeals court judge, has been found dead in the Hudson River. An investigation is underway, but police say they have found no immediate evidence of criminality. Her husband reported her missing, and here we are.
Well, David, anytime something like this happens, it's a great tragedy, obviously. The politics of the situation comes second to the kind of grief that people feel when a great woman, apparently, from everything I'm reading, is found dead floating in the river. Now, what you want to make sure of is that investigations, as much as possible, are transparent and that people are given information. There apparently has not yet been an autopsy. We don't know what happened. She could be the victim of murder. She could have fallen in. She could have, I hate to say it, she could have taken her own life. Nevertheless, we have no evidence of any of it. And so all you can do is stay put and wait to see what happens. But of course, it's a great tragedy for her family and for those who knew her.
We were witness to the specter of Secretary of State Rex Tillerson meeting finally with President Putin. The conversation dealt with, of course, among many other topics, the issues surrounding Syria. And as President Trump put it later, the relations are at an all-time low.
David, you and I have had some key catchwords that we have exchanged in our long association. We knew somebody once who described a meeting that was hellacious as, quote, it didn't go well.
Yeah.
Remember that, David?
This I sure
clearly,
do.
This clearly did not go well. Putin, of course, is playing Putin. He's played the strong man. He's extraordinarily popular with his people, although there are some protests now. So he has played his game the way he's played it, and he's not about to change now. Now, of course, he runs into somebody who could be equally as self-convinced as he is. And that's all I'm going to say about that, except that it's pretty scary stuff. What we see now is that Trump, who knows that his whole future depends on how people figure out what his relationship has been with the Russians, whether or not his people, and we're getting even more signs that some of his closest aides had to do with the Russians and may have profited from their connection with both Trump and the Russians. In other words, the fact that they were aides to the incoming president or a possible incoming president of the United States. So this is where he really has to convince the American people that he can be tough, because all of these stains are on his earlier endeavors. But of course, if Putin has the goods, that leaves him in, and has been described many times in the newspapers, as potentially a blackmailer. So while Trump has been strangely silent up to now, his people haven't. Now all of a sudden, he's beginning to make noises. Whether or not there is other information that will be coming either from the Russians or the people under investigation on his team is yet to come. And I think a lot of people are holding their breath on this one.
Speaking of holding your breath, North Korea, Alan. The story in the New York Times this morning that says growing evidence suggests North Korea may soon conduct another underground detonation in its effort to make nuclear arms.
Well, David, two things. The Chinese are saying, we don't think you should do this. Now, don't do it. They've already turned back shipments of coal being transported to China. It's clear that President Xi has had conversations since his meeting with Trump that he has said, just don't do this, which is this underground explosion, you know, that they want to do to prove that they have this nuclear capacity or to improve this nuclear capacity of theirs. At the same time, one of the Chinese newspapers, which is often considered a mouthpiece for the Chinese government, saying, we can do anything we want with North Korea. We can make them do anything we want, is misplaced. Now, David, this is something I've been saying for quite a while now. I think that their leader is basically a very disturbed person who may not listen to the Chinese and may be willing to take incredible chances with the safety of his country and everybody else. But let's remember that this nuclear test is going to be, if you look at a map, you know, not next door to China, but pretty close. And the Chinese have a lot of territory there. You do not want nuclear explosions going off that may affect the Chinese one way or the other. Not only that, but it is clear that the old politics seem to be coming to an end. And the Chinese know that they hold a lot of paper, have a lot of trade with the United States. And I don't think that North Korea is going to be allowed in the old sense to be part of a communist conspiracy against the West and vice versa. I think we're moving beyond that now.